more of a mental day today, mental preparation day. Got a chance to go through and kind of rehearse all the situations that apply. Team meeting represented that type philosophy as well. So very pleased with the way practice came out today. And now, again, they take care of their bodies. And, you know, they still got a lot of work to do as far as that. But we feel good with, you know, the direction we're going.
Mr. Marquise is doubtful. What can happen between now and 1 o'clock on Sunday?
Well, he did run full speed, I guess, today. So I guess until we get a chance to talk and see with Scott where he's at, how he's coming out of this, I think, unlikely that he'll be ready to go. But I guess there's a chance. So we'll visit with that.
With their left tackle situation, is that an area you feel like you guys can exploit a little bit, even without Branch and Dante?
Well, I think, you know, I've mentioned this, that in the NFL there's good players. You know, it's filled with good players. So I think it's more about, our rush games and how we're going about it, whether we attack one person specifically. I think it's well known in the game. You look at matchups and things like that, more so as players, so you understand the skill set of the person that you're up against. But other than that specifically, not too much.
Do you get any familiarity with Orr since he was at right tackle last year when you guys played Tennessee as far as projecting how he'll be at left?
I think it gives some familiarity to it. I think, anytime it's like playing a division opponent, the more you go against the team, you have a better idea of what they're trying to do or their philosophy in certain things. So, it gives you an idea, but again, it's a projection.
Generically, not addressing any specific team, how often do you run into problems with the headsets in games?
I think it's, in my career, it's happened on occasion. I think it's even happened where it's been us as a home team, it's happened. How many times, and, it doesn't happen too often, but it has happened.
Is there a place where you guys have played regularly that it has happened?
No.
What do you do in a situation like that when you're not able to?
Well, you always have a plan B, a backup situation. It's unfortunate, and, I think that you have some awareness it can happen. And it can create some issues, some anxiety, because it forces you to kind of handle things a little bit differently. Communication is such a big part in the NFL, and anything that limits you from being your best, at times it can be frustrating. But, you got to be prepared for it.
Do you ever get a feeling that it kind of happened accidentally on purpose?
No. it hasn't happened, too many times. So I don't think it ever came to that for me.
Quarterback calls plays.
What's that?
No, is that the quarterback called plays?
Yeah, put it on him. Put it on him.
Back to this team for a second. He re-signed Tinker or Gunna today. How consistent has he been?
He's been, I think what he represents to our players and to this organization is just consistency. And he has a certain skill set that he's really worked hard at, perfecting or trying to perfect. And, he's a tireless worker. He's here in the off season. So he's really what we're all about. And I think, it's a great credit to him that he got taken care of. And, I think we want to make sure we recognize that from a player. You can't do it all the time. You'd like to keep everybody. But in this case, we were able to take care of him. So we're excited for him.
What's your gut feeling on Toby for Sunday?
That one could go up until game time. You might see us. It could be a situation when we work him out. Again, we'll see how he feels today and tomorrow. But it could be a game time decision.
Would Pierce fill his role if he were unable to go?
I think you're going to see us more running back by committee. Each one's going to have a specific role. So, I think Bernard has his role, what he's going to do. So, I think just like you were talking about the headsets, you always have a plan B.
Speaking of the running backs, what has the addition of Greg Jones to the staff done for the running backs?
He's been really good. I think what I appreciate about Greg is he came in and he just slowly let the players come to him. It wasn't where he just jumped in and next thing you know, he's pulling players aside. He's kind of let them see him and what he's all about. And now you're seeing players gravitate to him more and more, asking his advice and opinions. And so I would say he's been a great addition as far as helping Skip, and has brought a certain strength to that group.
You were concerned about Cyprian and tackling that cast all the way up the center.
Well, I think any time you're not, in a position where you're – how you normally play, but fortunately he had a week to practice with it and to get used to it, and go through some tackling drills. Same thing with catching the ball. He had a week to practice with it, and I think he's, you know, he's got a pretty good feel for how he's going to do it.